Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 9 here of the Valley Falls Girls Locker Room Chats here with Head Coach Steve Serrate. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. And let's get into Week number 9 here. Coach, still looking for the second win of the season. Let's talk about your last two games. Loss against Troy, 70-23, and then the loss against Riverside, 59-28. But you had great scores from some of your players there. Julie Meyer finishing with 10 points, 7 rebounds, just the young sophomore against Troy. Callie DeLong, she had 5 points in that game against Troy. And then looking into that Riverside game, just a little bit of peek inside. Callie DeLong, she led the scoring with 8 points. Freshman Brecken Moore getting her first kind of scoring there on the year. Putting some points up there with 6 points and 5 rebounds. And on the, also on that game, Lily Brown, Chloe Cox also finishing with 6 points there. Each or both. Brown also with 7 rebounds.
Yeah, we it was really tough couple nights. Troy is one of the best teams I've seen, if not they're the best team I've seen in our division. They're good top to bottom, and they just come at you. And we knew that, but we still weren't ready to just kind of accept the challenge. And Joey Meyer is somebody that I've been getting on all year about being more physical and getting more involved. And she really stepped up the last two games, especially. But against them, more than anything, because they had a lot of size on us, and she really got in there and went to work against some of those girls, and got us 10 points and a lot of rebounds, and just played really good. I was very proud of her. Then last night, I thought we were going to compete a little bit closer with that team, but they just outplayed us on the defensive end. They just really worked us hard defensively, and we weren't as prepared as we probably should have been. And so, I told the girls that one was on me. We've seen a lot of zone this year and hadn't worked enough man. But again, I know we've only got ones, but boy, every time I walk up the court, we have somebody tell us how hard we play and that they appreciate the effort. So, we've at least got that part that no one can take away from us, because we play really hard no matter what.
And talk about some of your younger players here. I mean, Brecken Moore, a player who had 6 points and 5 rebounds for you last night. I mean, you got so many young girls here who really give it all there on the court. What can you tell me about this upcoming player here and Brecken Moore? What can she continue to bring to the team as the season's kind of coming down to an end?
Yeah, we've kind of had to, with the injury to Gracie Connor, we had to kind of get Lily Brown involved, and she's really given us a presence inside. She's struggling a little bit with turnovers as a freshman, and so is Brecken just a little bit. But, you expect that a little bit. They're getting more playing time now, and, they still play hard, and they give us a lot. Brecken takes a lot of pressure off of Callie as far as bringing the ball down, and that was something that was kind of appealing to me that I was already kind of looking at. But then when Gracie went down, it was kind of more of a necessity. But they have both really stepped up and played well. And, that's the one encouraging thing for this team, is they've got a lot of young kids that'll be coming back, and Brecken understands the game, and she's going to be a big key to handling the ball going forward.
And going forward here, we have 2 weeks left of the season. McLouth, a game that was supposed to be played today, bearing that there is school tomorrow. You will play McLouth on tomorrow on Thursday, and then that will mean you'll have back-to-back games against not only just McLouth, but you'll also play Oskaloosa, and then next Tuesday you'll play Perry Lecompton. What can you tell me about what's the preparation kind of going to be like for these possibly back-to-back games and then the game next Tuesday?
Well, we've seen all of these teams. So, we got 4 games left, and we're still looking to get at least one more win, but we've had some success. We had some success against both of these teams that we are coming up against, and Perry as well, all 3 of these teams. So I think that's helpful, because I think that we know that we can play with them. And a big part of this is always going to be, it's going to be your attitude. And when we go into these games, having that killer instinct a little bit, and knowing that we can play with these teams, and we had close games against all of them, I think is going to help us a little bit. We know a little bit about what they do defensively, and what worked with us defensively against them. So I feel good about that. Wish we had a little more prep time. We've got all these games that are getting jammed together, and only going to have one practice in between all of that. But we'll do our best.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Join us always here, as always, here on the Week number 9 Valley Falls Girls Locker Room Chat here with Head Coach Steve Serrate. Coach, thank you.
You bet.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair, and be sure to also check out next Tuesday's game against Perry Lecompton for Valley Falls on 103.9 KNZA.